Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
G'day, legends. Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Today's episode brought to you by our partners, Neds. They bring you our weekly Thursday afternoon episode with a bit of a new random topic each week. The next 2 weeks, we're going to get stuck into one of our favorite topics of all time, and it's never too early, but we are getting very close to Origin. We're going to talk Origin Smokies for both New South Wales and Queensland, and today we're going to start with the greatest state of all, New South Wales. We'll save the other two-headed mob for next week, but let's get stuck into New South Wales today and talk about the Smokies, brought to you by Neds. Now, you can go onto their app and you can follow along with the Rugby League Guru profile, the About Even profiles, all the boys' profiles, join our groups, follow along with our bets. If you were with me last week, sneaky little 44-1 unit scooper, which has turned About Even on its head and would have brought you home a nice little chicken dinner last week. So follow along with our bets this week and for the rest of the season. Speaking of partners in crime, my 5'8". My Laurie Daly to my Ricky Stewart. My Brayton Astor to my Brent Sherwin.
Oh, I love it.
My Matt Burton to my Drew Hutchinson. Do you like that one?
I like that one.
A little plot twist. How are you, Kathmandu?
That's a good plot twist. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. You really lit up as soon as we hit record and started talking about State of Origin. Your eyes were.
Yeah, I love a smoky.
Yeah.
Love
it's a good chat.
Smoky.
It's a good chat to have for sure.
And some of our best content ever has sort of come out of State of Origin Smokies. Ruben Cotter, Hopgood, Cam McInnes is in the picture this year. We spoke about last year. Some really exciting ones. We're going to go through the New South Wales Blues. We're going to go position by position. Some positions, I think there's guys that are genuine chances to play. Other guys are just fellas that I think have performed really well that I think will get a look but are probably a distance away. But that's the thing with State of Origin. And all you have to do is look over the last few weeks, Kat. Like, for example, if Origin was 3 weeks ago, Mitch Moses and Nathan Cleary would have been unavailable. All of a sudden, these guys that are looking really deep and, they're so far away, they're not that far away all of a sudden. Adam Reynolds is injured too, keep in mind. So
it's a great
point. New South Wales halves could have been absolutely anyone. And that can happen at any given point with suspensions, HIAs, injuries. There is just so much that can take you out of games nowadays. And, you know, this is the start of the season too, mid-season. There's probably only going to be more injuries and whatnot. So sometimes these smoky chats can age really well and get really interesting the closer we get to them. Kathmandu, we're going to go through position by position, talk about some of the guys that I've nominated. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to start?
I think we should start at fullback because I look at this position and I know there's one player in particular that you talk very highly about, and I wonder if he's an option for you here.
Yeah, I assume. Is that Scotty Drinkwater we're
Correct.
Talking about?
Scotty Drink Bloke.
That's
something I've picked up since.
Do you like that?
Since being in the CBA Centre of Excellence.
Yeah, it's good gear. Look, I have got Scotty Drinkwater as a smoky. I'll be honest with you, I love Scott Drinkwater. And look, I talk about him a lot from a supercoach point of view because he's just an attacking juggernaut. Personally, I'm not convinced if Drinky defensively is ready for State of Origin just yet. I think he's improving as time goes on, but I think defensively he's still got a little bit further to go and a little bit more to develop in his game. Still a very young guy, Scott Drinkwater. It feels like he's been around for ages. But off the dome, Kat, if you can maybe just have a look, I think he's only 25, 26, Scott Drinkwater. He might be a little bit older than that. But he's never as old as I think he is.
Yeah, he's born in 97, so he's 26. He'll be 27 in May, though.
He only played his 100th first grade game last week, you know. Like, it feels like he's been around for ages. But, yeah, I think Scotty Drinkwater, I think a lot of people will look at the attacking side of things and go, oh, it's a smoky, he has to be there, we have to pick him. Defensively, there are still a lot of things that Drinky needs to work on there, where he positions himself on the line, his communication. You know, you saw a couple of weeks ago, Adam Reynolds really picked him apart with his kicking game as well. So I love Drinky, and I think eventually he does play State of Origin, but I think right now he's probably not ready. A guy that I think is ready, and this all depends on James Tedesco, I think he'll be the fullback. A lot of people, Timmy mentioned the other day that he doesn't think he will be. Mm-hmm. I still think Madge will go with Teddy. I think Teddy's playing good enough footy this year to get picked. But if you were going to go with someone else, the obvious guys are Turbo, Latrell, these sort of guys. But Dylan Edwards has to be considered, especially when you're just talking combinations. If you're going to go Appy, Isaiah Yeo, Nathan Cleary as your spine, it would make sense to go Edwards. You can still fit Latrell and Turbo into the side somewhere else if you're going to pick both of those guys in the centre. So I think Edwards is the other one that it's worth considering. But I personally think the pecking order will go Teddy, Turbo, and then they probably start to look at these guys realistically.
I love the Edwards suggestion. He's so good.
He is so good. And I know that he played for the Kangaroos at the end of last year and he didn't do too well. But he was playing on the wing. He's not a winger. He's an out-and-out fullback. And, you know, when you talk about State of Origin, how tough it is and how much work you need to do, Dylan Edwards just personifies that.
He is, when it comes to the mindset required for something like State of Origin, he embodies it.
Does Dylan Edwards not feel like a guy that would play 10 years for Queensland?
Yeah.
And just do a job single fucking game he plays?
He's got that, you know, when we talk about the grit and that mongrel kind of approach that Queenslanders have, Dylan Edwards has that. If you told me that he was from Queensland, I'd believe you.
Yeah. And, I mean, you can stack up all these other fullback options, Turbo, Teddy, Drinky, Latrell. If you combine all those guys together, I think it's four premierships as a grand total they've won. Dill's won three in the last 3 years and he's a Clive Churchill medalist. I mean, we need to start to put some respect on the name of Dylan Edwards a little bit.
Absolutely.
What position do you want to do next, Kathmandu?
Let's head out to the wings.
The chicken wing. That wouldn't have been great rhyming slang, would it? It's very unoriginal from me. The ding-a-ling. Let's head out there, the old Craig wing. Obviously, there's a really obvious one here, Zach Lomax. He's been in incredible form. I know he wants to play centre and whatever, but wing, I think Madge has to seriously consider him. When State of Origin games are just so tight, like I think back to, you know, those mid-2010s sort of period, Kat, and there was a stage there where, you know, even if we defended really, really well against Queensland, fucking Thurston and Cronk would just kick it to the corner and Israel Folau would jump 3 foot above everyone, catch it and score. And sometimes you just can't really defend that sort of shit. Mm-mm. Lomax has got that aspect to him. I honestly think what Lomax is doing at the moment, obviously I personally think Izzy Folau, probably the best in the air I've ever seen. If Lomax can keep doing what he's doing over the last 8 weeks for the rest of his career, he's going to seriously push as being like the best in the air we've ever seen. Daniel Tupu right up there, a number of guys. But what Lomax is doing at the moment is just off its head. He's doing a heap of work coming out of his end. He's a big body. That's what you want in your outside back. So I think Lomax is a serious, serious sniff to make his Origin debut this year.
Rate it.
And if you're the Parramatta Eels, my God, you'd be absolutely stoked.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, imagine if you're a Dragons fan, you've been waiting like 6 years for this guy to finally reach his potential. As soon as he says he doesn't want to be there, he reaches his potential and plays Origin football. Tough pill to swallow. A guy that's probably not getting much attention, I think, is Sualii. Playing centre at the moment, but I think we all understand and know that he's a better winger. He's another one that wouldn't shock me. The only thing playing against Sualii is that, of course, he's not going to be here next year. So is it really worth picking him if he's not going to be there for the future? Are you better off blooding Zach Lomax?
Do you think I guess it's just a general question about the approach to picking sides for State of Origin. Do you think that they're picked with longevity in mind, or should it be based on the three games that year?
I personally would take longevity into my thoughts, 100%. I don't know if they will, but I think in this situation, if you're comparing Lomax and Sualee, like Sualee we know would do a job on the wing and do well. Lomax is literally playing wing week in, week out, is absolutely killing it and is going to be there into the future and is a little bit older and probably a little bit more ready for rep football. So
Maybe you just Sualee when he gets back from rugby.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope he does return very fucking quickly. Hopefully he wins a World Cup for the Wallabies and then comes back. But, yeah, I'm pretty confident Sualee plays Origin at one point throughout his career. The other one I had there that's I don't think he'll be there. And you know what? I don't know if it's fair to call him a smoky because he's already played a heap of Origin games, but I think Daniel Tupu's been in really good form for the Sydney Roosters as well out on that left wing. I don't think he'll get picked. But once again, if you have a couple of injuries and you've got the opportunity to blood Lomax Sualee or just go with the experienced guy in a game three or whatever, I'd be more than happy to throw Daniel Tupu another jersey because he's been playing incredible footy for the Chooks this year.
Yeah, love it.
What's next?
Let's head back into the centres.
Centres, I got my boy from the Penrith Panthers, Isaac Tungo. Defensively, I am still I've got a couple of question marks there. They're not massive question marks, but there are still a few there if I'm being completely honest. I think that he's a real smoky there. I've written Stephen Crichton down here because, you know, like I think he's played the last three series in a row, well, two series in a row, but he always gets in because of injury. He's never in the automatic side. And personally, I'd be finding a spot for Critter.
Oh, yeah.
And if it means that I have to maybe play Turbo on the wing and play Critter at center, I'd actually be happy to do that. I think if you can fit Stephen Crichton in, once again, you can blood a Sualee or a Lomax, or you can pick Stephen Crichton, who has time and time again proven on the big stages that he can handle himself and do a job.
He sure can.
But
isn't it interesting that he's still only 23,
but he
plays like a 27-year-old.
It's incredible. Yeah. He has achieved more in his first 5 years of first grade than what the vast majority of guys do throughout their entire career.
Yeah, and it's in part – being a part of such a great team, which is this era of the Penrith Panthers, but it is very much to do with the things he's achieved with that side too. He's a fantastic player. He definitely should be considered.
Yeah, and that's the big thing, as you said, is being part of a great team, but they don't win the 2021 grand final without him. They don't win, in my opinion, the 2023 grand final. He scored a very important try, had a couple of forced dropouts as well to get them back into that game. So he's an integral part, and I think that he's really shown his class. As much as they're not going great, his performances for Canterbury so far this year.
Yeah, but also when we say not going great, this is, I suppose, in comparison to where he's come from. But if you look at this dog side right now, they are performing a lot better than they have the past couple of seasons.
That's fair.
They're tracking a lot better. I think they're on a much more positive trajectory. And you'd have to say that recruiting players like Critter, like your Burton a few seasons ago, those combinations are what's making the difference for them.
Yeah, for sure. And I just think the people would look at where Canterbury are on the ladder and go, they're in 15th. What the fuck are you talking about? But it's very evident that their brand of footy is a lot better.
Definitely.
And, you know, he walked into that club, a very famous club, Canterbury. They had two co-captains they picked from last year. They had guys like Max King, Josh Adokar and Serraldo looked at Critter and went, you're our leader. You're our skipper.
And Serraldo knows what he's doing because he was on the training staff with the Panthers in the, you know, when Critter was very much a part of that system. So he knew what he was signing up for.
Yep, for sure. So Critter, I don't know, like he's realistically probably not a smoky, but I think he's a guy that a lot of people won't have in their team unless Turbo plays fullback, and then I assume people would have Critter at centre. But I would love to see them just find a spot for Stephen Crichton regardless.
Yeah.
And the role that honestly, like, you could play Critter on the wing, you could play him at centre. Him and Tommy Turbo could swap throughout games. If they're defending on the same edge, it doesn't really matter. They could swap and change and sort of roam and whatever. So I just think he'd be a very good, very good pick as well, Critter. What's next, Kathmandu?
Talk to me about the halves.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest with you. I'm not quite sure which direction we would go in the halves here. I think that it's very evident that it'll be Nathan Cleary and Mitch Moses. I think that if one of them was injured, I've said it before, I would happily turn to Adam Reynolds to get his experience in there. You've got a guy like Cody Walker. Granted, he's out of form, but he has done a job there before. Outside of that, I'm not really seeing any smokies for New South Wales emerging. You know, you look at the guys that are playing good footy at the moment that are New South Wales halves, like, you know, a Galvin, for example, way too young. Luke Brooks is probably the closest guy, but I can't see us throwing Luke Brooks into that cauldron. He's playing good footy for Manly, but
I don't know if he has the origin grit.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go that far, but what I would say is that I just don't know if it's in the best interest of Luke Brooks, just as he's finding his feet somewhere else and people are finally starting to come around and just see that he is actually a decent footballer.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Throw him That's into fair. That. It feels like you're throwing a child into the deepest end you possibly could.
It just feels like when you just start doing well at something and then someone goes, well, then here's the most complicated version of that because yeah. you can do this, you can do that, that, you know, you need to really solidify and do your best with A before you can move to B. And I think he's at least a season away from having to do that.
And I genuinely think that in the future, if we have injuries or whatever, I think Brooksy can be an option.
Yeah.
But I just don't think this year is the year because you know what's going to happen. Brooks could go out there and play a great fucking game. We could get to the end of the series and we lose game three, which is decided by golden point, 1 point, and who are they going to fucking blame? Luke Brooks.
Yeah. I think, yeah, you're exactly right. And we don't need that. He doesn't need that.
New South Wales don't need that. Luke Brooks doesn't need that. Manly don't need that. Also, Brooksy, if he was to go and play in that arena, fuck the halfback he'd be going up against. Dally Cherry Evans, he's class. Just a bit icky to me. I just don't think it's the play for Brooksy right now. So yeah. I think the halves, they sort of pick themselves and the experienced guys will be there, will come in if they have injuries. You've got Adam Reynolds. You've got like a Luke Keary if you're desperate. You got plenty of options there. So I'm not really seeing any smokies for the New South Wales half. I mean, we didn't even mention Jerome Luai has done the job the last few
this
years
is true.
As well. I think they're sweet there. Let's move into the forward pack, Kat. Where do you want to start?
Let's go with our props.
All right, let's start with our big boys in the middle. This is one that I feel very passionate about, and I actually think right now he would be in my side. It's Terrell May. He has started this season incredibly well in a Roosters pack that is absolutely stacked. I don't know if you would call him the most important forward in that side. You'd probably go with like Fisher-Harris or Lindsay Collins, but I think he's the most valuable guy in that pack.
Yeah.
I think he's the guy that can just break a game of football open at any given moment. You saw it during the final series last year. You've seen it for the Roosters this year. He's just doing incredible things. So personally, I would absolutely love to have Terrell May on my bench for New South Wales, and I can already tell you the interchange that I would make, Kat. As soon as I bring Payne Haas off for 20 minutes, I said to Terrell May, this needs to be the biggest and baddest 20 minutes of your career. Go out there and rip and tear. Let Payne Haas have a bit of a spell, then bring Haas back on. And there might even be a 5 or 10 minute period where you leave them both on at the same time. And I really think the Queensland side missing Tino, missing Tommy Gilbert, I think we could just terrorise with these two the middle.
I completely agree. I was going to ask you your thoughts on that Tino matchup and who – I mean – We're lucky in that sense. Mm. Well, no, that's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah. Well, it is a terrible thing to say, but we are very lucky on that front. Yeah.
You need to take advantage of those things, 100%. Just as they would if Cleary was injured.
Same as they have the last few years when Turbo and Latrell have been injured. It is what it is. Sometimes it falls your way. It is what it is. I would love to see Terrell May in there. The other one that I think would be is a bit of a sniff, and I'd probably have him a little bit closer to this side than what other people would, is Mitch Barnett. Mitch Barnett has, like you talk about screws loose. Mitch Barnett was missing a couple of screws when he was born. I've loved watching his career. He used to just be a complete nutter nutcase that was a liability that could lose you a game at any moment. Andrew Webster has taken him under his belt and he has turned him into a premier front row forward in our game. I love Mitch Barnett. I would be more than happy to have him in my side. And this is what scares me about Fisher-Harris going over there. They are just two out-and-out alphas that no one wants to fuck with. The beauty of Mitch Barnett, He's been playing in the front row this year at a very high click, absolutely competing with the best front row forwards in the game. He can play on the edge in an absolute heartbeat. He has played centre before, so he can cover a heap of positions. He is a goal-kicking forward. He just offers so much, Mitch Barnett, and he's the one guy that when there's a brouhaha or it gets a little bit tense, you know he's not going to hide away. You know he's going to stand up and run headfirst into it. He's one of those guys, Mitch Barnett. He puts his head where most wouldn't want to put their foot. He is just a maniac, and I know it probably won't happen, but geez, I think we could do so much worse than to have Mitch Barnett and Terrell May coming off our bench. Mm-hmm. I just think they could terrorise.
Oh, yeah, it'd be good. Watch that.
The other guy that I've got there, he has played Origin. He's sort of been dicked around a little bit over the last few years, is Stefano from the West Tigers. I personally probably wouldn't have him. I think he's probably still a year or so away despite playing Origin last year. But his form at the moment for the West Tigers, it's undeniable. He has been absolutely killing it. So a guy that they will consider, I'm very confident on it. The other thing is too that I would assume, yes, Madge would have coached him at the West Tigers, so he would already have a relationship with him as well, so that might play a role. I mean, it might go for him. It might go against him.
Yeah,
he wasn't
exactly
playing his greatest footy back then, to be fair, Stefano. So God knows. But we'll see how that one plays out. But I wouldn't put Stefano out of there as well. What's next, Kathmandu?
Let's go to RFs. I see a few options here.
Second row forwards. Yeah, this is the one that I had the most names written down for. And look, obviously you pick two to start. You have one coming off the bench. And I think most of these spots kind of pick themselves in the New South Wales Blues. But I can see a Smokey getting in here somewhere. I think the most obvious one is Olakau'atu. He's just played so good over the last 2 years and potentially should have been there last year. My only worry with Olakau'atu was that 5 weeks before Origin last year, it was essentially, okay, who's going to take this jersey, Hudson Young or Olakau'atu? And in my opinion, I love Olakau'atu, but he played some of his worst footy I've seen during that period. So it really handed the jersey to Hudson Young, who I would still have in my team, to be fair. I know some people are a little bit iffy on Hudson Young. I would still have him in there. He reminds me so much of Greg Burb when he used to play for New South Wales. It's not even funny. Didn't have his greatest series last year, but I look at Hudson Young and I go, you are what Origin is all about. Mm-hmm. You're the sort of guy that we need to sort of start to turn this tough. He's got upside to him. I would happily take Hudson, but I think Olakau'atu is going to be there and thereabouts. I think another guy, obviously Hudson Young, I've got him on this list as well. A guy that I think has been playing fantastic footy, who I don't think will be there, but I would like to just throw his name in there, is Jackson Ford from the New Zealand Warriors. Gerringong kid. I've spoken about him for years with you guys that I just keep saying, what the fuck are the Dragons doing with this guy? How the hell isn't he in their starting forward pack, let alone on their bench? It's just outrageous. He gets to the Warriors. He gets good coach, puts his arm around him, and he absolutely kills it. He gets through so much work. He runs some of the best lines in rugby league. He's got a couple of errors in him. That's always been my problem with Ford, but we haven't really seen that over the last month or so. The start of the season, he had a lot of errors. Last month, from my memory, he's been really good. So Ford, I want to throw up there. The other one I want to throw up there, Sean Bloor from the Melbourne Storm. Just keep an eye on him. He was, you know, captain of a lot of New South Wales under 16s, under 18s coming through. He's always been a favourite in that system. Starting to get a real opportunity with Melbourne and looking really good. He's obviously injured at the moment. I'm not sure how long he's out for, so I might rule him out. But I'll tell you what, Zach Hosking was just about the form forward of the comp for the first few weeks. Tough as nails. Old man had the nickname of the Mule, if that tells you anything about the Hosking family. I think Zach would have been a really, really nice smoky to bring off your bench. Another guy, similar to Mitch Barnett, can cover a few positions. He can play middle. He can play edge. He's played centre for the Penrith Panthers at a high click as well. Would have been handy. But I think the big smoky, and it's really weird to call this guy smoky when he's played 12-odd origins, but I think at the start of the year, no one had him in their team. Angus Crichton is starting to cook, Kat. I think he's going to lock down that left edge spot for the Sydney Roosters, and he's a guy that I could really see springing into origin calculations over the next few months. And, you know, obviously it's been well publicised and whatnot, and we're not going to get in it because, like many other people out there, it's none of our fucking business. But Angus has had a bit of a tough trot over the last year or so, and he's one of the good guys of rugby league. I caught up with him in Vegas on a couple of occasions. Always has a lot of time for me, Angus. I've always been a huge fan, and I would love to see him back in Sky Blue, Kat.
Yeah, I think everything at the moment is in his favour, at least to be considered. And he's got the history too. He's got the connection. You talk longevity, he has that.
Yep.
So, big point out, I'd love to see Olakau'atu make it. I've told you that he's one of my favorite players to watch.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever appreciated the role of the 2RF until taking more time to look at what players like Olakau'atu are doing. And then, yeah, the ability to score a try and do all of that, but also just to fight through the pressure of five guys holding you down.
Yeah.
I just know I'd be concussed, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, he's sort of in that like Viliami Kikau sort of mold,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
He?
Yeah, exactly. Just a wall.
Yeah. And I assume Liam Martin will be on one edge. So the other spot that I want a guy on that edge, similar to like what the Panthers do with Kikau, what Queensland will do with Dave Fifita, when you're sort of coming out of your own end, it's great to have a guy that you can just go a two ball shift to and you just know they're going to generate momentum. And Olakau'atu is a classic.
I don't know how a player can gain more momentum once they've been held down by five massive dudes. Yeah. But anyway.
He's a proper monster, Olakau'atu.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Yeah, so those are the second row forwards. A few guys to choose from there. But I don't know. I've got a feeling about Angus over the next few weeks that he jumps into contention. What's next?
Tell me what's left.
Well, we've got the lock forwards here. Jersey 13, probably my favourite position on the field. And look, New South Wales, we've got so many of these guys, it's not even funny. Whether it be, you know, Cam Murray and Isaiah Yeo, I think both have to be in the team somewhere. I think both will be picked and one will be 13, one will come off the bench. Maybe Cam Murray plays on the edge. That's going to be the tough thing with all those second rowers that we mentioned because we've got two such good – I can't even say this sentence – two 13s that are so good, one of them will probably end up on the edge. It'll probably be Cam Murray, I'd say. It's where it's going to be hard to get these guys in. But just some other guys I want to mention, Cam McInnes – I've said it time and time again. If he was a Queenslander, he would have already played 20 Origins. I would love to see him get picked. I love that when Madge picked his train-on squad for the start of the season, that Cam McInnes was one of them. That just said to me, we're turning a new leaf here.
Yeah.
You should have been picked years ago. You might not be the most talented. You might not be the fastest, but you're the toughest guy. We know you will not let us down. So Cam McInnes, I think, is a smoky to get into the side. Might need an injury or two, but I reckon he's a chance. I'd be willing to bet that Cam McInnes at some point is like an 18th or 19th man in this Origin series.
Like you said, you already know that Madge has noticed him and can see his potential.
Yeah, and the other thing that I like about McInnes, and it's probably working against him now, to be fair, but a year ago I said, you know what, Queensland run with two hookers. I would love to see us start with Cam McInnes at hooker, let him get through that early defensive work, and then bring on Appy or someone. But because Appy and Robson are going so well, it's probably hard to ignore it. Just jumping back to hooker too, I actually forgot a great smoky, Mitch Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
I probably think they'll go with Appy and Robson. But Mitch Kenny has been there, done it on the big stages. He is tough as nails. You can play him at lock as well, which you can't really do with Appy. You can maybe do it with Robson. But if I had to pick one of Robson and Appy to play at lock for a little bit of time, I'd go with Mitch Kenny. So another smoky there. Lock forward, Cam McInnes. I've thrown in Josh Curran.
Shock.
Yeah,
Do you like Josh Curran?
I don't think
you've made it clear enough.
Big Josh Curran guy. I have been for a long time. Yeah. I think he would do a fantastic job, Josh Curran. So he's probably too far down the pecking order, but he's got nice offload. He's got attacking upside. He's shown for Canterbury over the last few weeks. If you're going to throw him in the middle and say tackle and run at everything, he'll do it for you. So Josh Curran I like. Now, this guy's a long way down the pecking list, but I've been really impressed with him to start this season, and I think Origin's well and truly past him. But I just want to give him a little shout-out because I think as far as 13s go, he's played some really good footy. Tommy Eisenhuth for the St. George of the War Dragons. I've been very impressed with him. I think he's at slim to no hope to play Origin this year or to be in a squad or anything. But he's just one guy I wanted to give a mention to because I think if we had mass injuries – he's another one of these guys. He can play middle, edge, centre. He can sort of just do it all, Tommy Eisenhuth. Coming out of the Melbourne – he was at the Penrith Panthers system, went down to the Melbourne Storm, now at the Dragons, and has sort of found a home. You can tell that Shane Flanagan obviously really likes him. So just a guy I wanted to mention, but as I said, probably a long shot there. Are we done, Kat?
I think we're done.
Is it our Origin schmokies?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing whether or not Madge watched this and we see a few of these guys make the lineup.
Oh, Madge would have watched this. Yeah. I have no doubt. Madge
no, but I
this.
Mean, how many notes has he taken?
Oh, he would have taken plenty.
Okay, yeah.
His notebook would have got a workout, his little black book. Mm. Would have got a serious workout. All right. How good. That episode is brought to you by Ned's. Guys, make sure you go and check out the app. You can follow along with my profile, the boys from About Even, all that sort of stuff, some cracking stuff in there. Follow along with all our bets throughout each and every week of the NRL season. Obviously, all of our prices and everything subject to change as the week goes on because the NRL is wildcat, always changing, always updating, always market movers in the Ned's app and whatnot. So make sure you go and download the app, guys, and have a look at it there. Thanks for joining us once again on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.